This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Close to the 50th anniversary of the so-called 1973 Yom Kippur surprise war in the Middle East, there is another major outbreak of Mideast fighting right now.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have launched dozens of rockets towards Israel, setting off air raid sirens across the country. There have been reports of explosions near Tel Aviv and the areas surrounding southern Gaza. One person is reported to have died. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's meeting with top security officials.
That is the BBC's Gareth Barlow. And since he filed that report, there have been ground infiltrations into Israel, and Israel has started striking targets in Gaza in response, setting the stage for what's likely to be a new heavy round of fighting between Israel and Hamas, maybe another Islamist group as well. Palestinian Islamic Jihad says its fighters have joined Hamas. In this country, as the Biden administration reverses some border policies to deal with a still growing crisis, other parts of the country are now feeling the pressure. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, as migrants continue to cross the southern border, New York City Mayor Adams arrived in Ecuador as part of his three-country tour south of the border to discourage migrants from making the trek north.
We are not going to be able to sustain this situation for migrants and asylum seekers and for long-term New Yorkers who are also dealing with real issues.
There's been a moderate earthquake in southern Mexico tonight. With the arrival of the weekend, one of the major national strikes is coming to an end, while others do continue. The one ending, the healthcare workers who went out for 3 days. Details from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
More than 75,000 healthcare workers entered the final day of their strike against Kaiser Permanente without a deal. Nurses, technicians, and others walked off the job for 3 days to protest staff shortages and demand higher pay.
I think that we have made a very big impact, and we'll come out here again if we have to.
Meantime, film and TV actors remain out, as do some members of the United Auto Workers. This is the government issues a somewhat surprising September employment report, which could also have a downside.
The Labor Department reported a stronger than expected gain of 336,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate remained steady at 3.8%. That ongoing strength in the labor market is great news for people looking for work. But as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, a tight labor market could mean more pressure on inflation. And that's raising the odds of another rate hike from the Fed before the end of the year.
That's CBS Business reporter Jason Brooks, and this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Says Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5, The Tap.